KRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A federal judge in Portland, Oregon is tying the hands of federal agents by blocking them from deploying tear gas on anti-ICE rioters. A similar ruling issued by a federal court for Minneapolis was eventually struck down. The latest government shutdown is over. Federal agencies are funded through September, except for the Department of Homeland Security. It gets just 2 weeks of funding while lawmakers debate ICE reforms. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the agency's work is crucial to public safety.
We make the plea and the demand that the governors and the mayors in these blue states and blue cities participate with federal law enforcement so that we have a safer environment in which to enforce federal immigration laws. Very, very important, and it's something the American people demand and deserve. We'll go forward now. We think the next 2 weeks will be critical, but I hope that they will not keep that funding in suspense because it's too important to the American people.
The Clintons have finalized their agreement to testify in the House Jeffrey Epstein investigation.
Facing the threat of a contempt charge, former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton reversed course and said they would testify before the House Oversight Committee later this month. Hillary Clinton will testify on February 26th, and Bill Clinton will appear the next day. It will mark the first time that lawmakers have compelled a former president to testify. Both Clintons have said they had no knowledge that Epstein was sexually abusing underage girls. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The American Society of Plastic Surgeons has gone on record as opposing sex change surgeries for minors, recommending to its 11,000 members that they delay such surgeries until a patient is at least 19 years old. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 134 points, NASDAQ futures down 14. This is SRN News. A pro-life group is making a big investment.
Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America will spend $3.2 million to visit 500,000 homes in Iowa this year, hoping to convince residents to elect pro-lifers to office. House and Senate seats will be on the line in Iowa, as will the governor's office. SBA Pro-Life America says it will focus most of its efforts on people in Des Moines, Davenport, and Cedar Rapids, targeting those who are persuadable but often do not vote in midterm elections. Michael Harrington reporting.
Protestant denominations aren't the only religious groups facing internal fractures over liberalism. Pope Leo is facing his first major crisis with traditionalist Catholics, a breakaway conservative group attached to the traditional Latin Mass. The Society of Pius X has announced plans to consecrate new bishops without papal consent. The Swiss-based society has been a thorn in the side of the more liberal Vatican. This is SRN News. Texas is collecting data on pregnant inmates in county jails.
The aim is to improve accountability and medical care. It follows reports of mistreatment and the case of an inmate who died right after she gave birth. The Texas Commission on Jail Standards, gathering information on prenatal care, mental health, and pregnancy outcomes. This initiative, driven by a budget provision, makes Texas one of the few states with comprehensive data collection. Jason Walker reporting.
The Trump administration is set to unveil a plan to rebuild the supply chains of critical minerals for everything from jet engines to smartphones. It is likely to be accomplished through purchase agreements with partners. This comes on top of creating a $12 billion U.S. strategic reserve. That's meant to counter China's dominance in this area. More details, SRNnews.com.